one of the most popular of all operas of all time, Puccini's La Boheme, about some down-and-out artists and their fortunes and misfortunes, and of course both make wonderful music. And one of the most famous parts in opera is actually Musetta in that opera La Boheme. And Musetta, hey Musetta.
Hey there.
She's here. Welcome back, Emily Bersan.
Thank you very much.
Going to be performing with the Madison Opera in two productions or two performances of La Boheme, both at the Overture Center in Madison, November 13th, that's Friday, at 8 o'clock, and the 15th, which is a Sunday matinee at 2:30. And, well, you can't have better parts than that, can you?
Yeah, I know.
So we're actually going to hear a couple of highlights. Well, they're all highlights, but very familiar tunes from the opera. And you, as an insider, Emily, can set them up for us.
Yes, of course.
So the first is a duet between Mimi, who is, fair to say, she's the female lead, I guess.
Yes, right? She's okay. A seamstress, and she has lost her candlelight and decides to go knock on her neighbor's door. Rodolfo, who shares an apartment with three other men, he's a playwright. And he's busy at work, trying to work, and she interrupts, saying, "Can I please have some candlelight?" And they fall deeply in love, love
first
at first
aria,
sight.
Isn't that Che gelida menina?
Yes. Oh, this
chilly, Hannah's chilly. Why? Because they can't afford to have a fire.
Exactly. Yeah. And she sings her aria also just before this, where she explains that she's a seamstress and her real name is Lucia. And she's, I think they're both kind of shy, but they fall love at first sight. And this duet that you'll be hearing, it's called O Suave Fanciulla. And he's describing how much of an angel she is to him, and that they're describing their love for each other in such a passionate way. And you hear them with a beautiful high climax at the end.
And this particular version that we'll be sampling is one of the best known. It's featuring Luciano Pavarotti as Rodolfo and Mirella Freni as Mimi. Not just a great use of notes, but a great new use of space there.
Yes.
Emily, with Pavarotti as Rodolfo kind of fading into the distance.
Yep, they're walking off into the distance together. So we all imagine, right? We all dream of.
That's right, yeah. From La Boheme, that was the aria Soave Fanciulla. And Emily Bersan is Mimi in this upcoming performance.
I'm playing Musetta.
I mean, Musetta.
Yes.
Sort of with a friend of Mimi.
Yes, right. We are friends.
Yeah, kind of a, would you say it's a foil? Is that what kind of a character contrast do you get with Mimi and
I definitely think, yeah, the two couples are definitely foil to each other. I would say Mimi and Rodolfo are a little bit innocent and honest, and then me and my lover, I think we're fiery and we like to be in fights and make up easily.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that works for some people.
Yes, exactly.
It even works for some people in opera, too.
Yeah.
And then La Boheme, probably the most famous, I'm sure the most famous part of the opera for Mimi is, for Musetta, is the waltz.
Yeah.
It's called, yeah.
This is an act two, and we've all gathered at Café Momus. It's in the Latin Quarter in Paris, and Musetta comes in with an older man, and a rich older man, to try to make Marcello jealous, and she succeeds. Before she succeeds, she proceeds to sing this aria. It's called Musetta's Waltz. She's saying in the aria, "When I go out, everyone's looking at me from head to toe," and she kind of tantalizes everyone in the cafe. And finally, Marcello gives in at the end of the aria. By even singing the same melody, giving in to her, and they make up.
So she has a kind of a joyfulness that we don't necessarily see in Mimi.
Exactly.
You think it was more of longing, and Musetta more like, I've got the stuff.
Yeah, I would say she's an exuberant and fiery character.
There you get actually a pretty good dose of La Boheme, including predominantly in that particular section. You get to hear Musetta's waltz as a recurring theme tying it all together, no matter who's singing what.
Yes, exactly.
And so when you're singing this part with Madison Opera, Emily, how would your performance differ from the one we just heard featuring as Musetta, Elizabeth Harwood?
Well, I think we take the waltz faster in general. The tempo is a little faster than this one. She almost could start to waltz to this. And so it's a little bit of a younger version of her. And later on, I don't know if you heard her screaming.
Yeah, it's hard to miss.
She's trying to get everyone's attention to try to get the old man to leave, finally. And she's decided that she's going to pretend that she has a problem with her shoe. And so I think you can't hear it really in this recording, but you'll see on stage there are some antics that Musetta is playing to try to get her way.
So if the high notes and holding the high notes aren't the hard part of that, what would be?
I would say the breath. I mean, just keeping the line. For me, high notes are a joyous time just to kind of trust in your technique. Mm-hmm. And so I think there are other parts of the voice that we all need work on.
Sure. And, of course, all the physical, the action.
Too. Yes, of course, to try to still stay sprightly and have the right kind of breath underneath you.
Well, Emily Bresson, thank you for sharing your Musetta with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And she'll be performing twice with the Madison Opera Friday, November 13th, this coming Friday, 8 o'clock at Overture, and then also at Overture Sunday matinee at 2:30 on November 15th. And one of the great operas, Puccini's La Boheme.
Yeah. We hope to see you there. Thank you very much.